The next siman is entitled Dini Habrachos Liyeser Ma'acholim. We've been discussing what bracha do you make on certain fruits, certain vegetables. Are they considered halachically as a fruit? And now the Shulchan Aruch changes gears and discusses the bracha on other foods. And of course we know that the bracha is Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, which is translated in the art scroll Siddur as through whose word everything came to be. And what's fascinating about this particular bracha is you see the tremendous inconsistency to that of the other brachos, in which the other brachos do not say Nihyeh, that it came to be, but rather Bore. Bore Mine Mizonos, Bore Pri HaGafen, Bore Pri HaEitz, Bore Pri HaAdama, which of course means that Hashem who created. And to begin, the Piskei Tshuvos asks the question, why do we have the bracha, why is the nusach, as we say it, Shakol Nia Bidvaro, and not Shakol Bara Bidvaro, which would make more sense that is consistent. And he gives a few answers. I'm just going to pick the second one. Some of them are a little bit more difficult to understand. So just to, at least to answer this basic question, he says as follows. He quotes the words of the Avud Raham, and he says, as we're going to see in a moment in the Shulchan Aruch, Ki tiknu bracha zu gam al devarim shehis kalkul ksas, that the bracha of Shakol is even on things in which do not have tremendously high quality. Shehis kalkul ksas means that it is of inferior quality, that perhaps, as we're going to see in a moment, the example of bread which is moldy, but not too moldy, that for some reason a person could still eat it, it's still edible, that bracha is shakol. So he says, "Ein no lomer alehim bara." It's not proper to say in such a bracha bara that Hashem created it this way, which implies that, of course, when Hashem created things, we want to look in a positive light toward Hashem's creations. She'ein ze tikkun habriya. This is not something which is a positive necessarily. El hashchasa v'hefsid habriya. This piece of bread had the potential of having the higher bracha of hamotzi, and because it became a little bit moldy, for that reason now it lost its stature. So therefore, according to this one answer, again there's numerous answers here, that he says that a bracha, a bara, should not be said. Bara sounds like something good, a positive bracha, something which Hashem created, and this is not always, sometimes the bracha of Shahakol are on things which are not of such high quality, and therefore they were downgraded to such a generic bracha. So that we're going to now see in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Al davar she'ein gidulo min aret, something which does not grow on the ground, kigon. Baser behem ochayv of. So the end of this lengthy Shulchan Aruch ends off saying, Nivarch Shahakol. So we already know what the punchline, the bottom line will be. That when it comes to meat, when it comes to a meat from a behema or chaya, domesticated, undomesticated animal, oaf or fowl, bird, dogim, fish, beitzim cholv gvina, eggs, milk, and cheese, all of these things, as we know, the bracha is shahakol. Upas sheipsha. So this is where it gets a little bit more detailed. When it comes to bread, which is spoiled. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Niskalkil ksas al yedezeh. It's a little bit moldy. De'il niskalkil lagamri, if it's completely moldy, which hopefully you didn't eat your dinner yet, v'lo chazi l'achilas adam ein mevarchil av klal. If it's something which is not fit for a person to consume, then certainly the bracha is not recited at all. If it's something which you eat something which is inedible, for some reason you force yourself to eat something which you can't, you shouldn't eat, then there's, of course, there's no bracha at all. But in this situation, this bread is but a little moldy. You can still eat it, and therefore the bracha is downgraded all the way to shakol, which again, just as a segue, that's why I picked this particular Abud Raham's answer. This is why we see it does not use the word bara, because this is referring to bread which became moldy. And the Shaar Tzion explains something which is simple. He actually says upashut. It's very simple, quoting the words of the Ateres Akenim in the Priyat Megadim. He says upashut. Dehayu kishoichel b'mokum chinis apesh. If you have a nice long piece of challah, this big rolls of bread, and you eat that part which is moldy, that is when the Shulchan Aruch says the bracha shakol. De'ilu kishemotzi behakikor mokum delonis apesh adayin So let's say you have a piece of bread which is moldy on this little side, and on the other side it looks perfectly fine, so you decide to cut off the moldy part, or you decide to break off the part which seemingly isn't moldy, which I may not recommend for you to eat anyway. So you would do not think that because part of that bread is moldy, that the bracha should be shakol. If you're taking off the part in which is not moldy, therefore, of course, it's like any piece of bread, and therefore the bracha would be hamotzi, and of course you would also have to bench afterwards. We'll see a couple more cases, and then we'll stop. The tamshil shinishtana suraso niskalkil. And this, there's many, many discussion in exactly what this means, but it's just simply a dish in which its form has changed in this calcium and has become, again, downgraded. It's not of the same quality as it was before. So if you no longer have a dish in which maybe, look, it was from a vegetable, but it no longer has the appearance of being a vegetable because it was pureed or whatever, you can use your imagination, then the bracha is shahakul. Again, you can spend just days on that one case, and we may. Let's just see one more thing. The novos. What are novos? Shehem timarim shibishlam usarafim hachom beyaboshu. That if you have these timarim, these dates, so a date, why would you make a shahakul? Because these novos, these dates, are so overripened and so baked, usarfim hachom, that it's baked and heated up so much by the sun, viaboshu, that they have completely dried out, and therefore for that reason it no longer has the status of a date. Now I will see one last, vial hagovai, and also on grasshoppers, if that's the right translation. So the Mishnah Berurah says, hu min chagav tahor. Don't go out to dinner and order a grasshopper. We don't really eat them anymore, especially because some of them are kosher and some are not, and we're not so sure which ones are. But if you do know which is the correct species, which is tahar, which some of them are kosher, which I probably wouldn't eat anyway, and if I did know, the bracha would be shakol lafuke Rebbe Yehuda. This excludes the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, the Omer Shalma Mishnah, that he says in a Mishnah, kol shu min klola shal haklola heim boyin in mevarach nalav. According to the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, he feels that if you would eat this grasshopper, this grasshopper, that the bracha you would make is none. You would not make a bracha, because this is an insect, as we've seen in throughout Tanakh, it comes about as a klala, as a curse, destroys the vegetation of the ground, of the land, etc. And therefore, Rabbi Huda holds no bracha said. However, comes the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that it's not true, that Val Govai, when it comes to such an instance, such a grasshopper, then in fact the bracha would be shahakol.